What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for broken little birds who need to be mended and fixed from the inside out. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
You know, I'm so great, Ben. I just spent 4 hours of my life watching Vanderpump Villa on Hulu television, Ben. I love man tears. I really do. Lisa Vanderpump's new show on Hulu. So my life has changed. I'm a different person now. So.
Wow. I had a very similar experience. I just ate a breakfast burrito.
Totally the same thing.
Yeah, it's just
we probably both let out a huge burp after.
Exactly. Just a whole bunch of things that are bad for me wrapped up and put into my mouth.
Yep. Always better with carbs attached.
Yeah.
You know, both of those things. Yeah, I was watching that show. I woke up for some reason at 6 a.m. craving vape. Isn't that weird? I quit vaping. A long time ago, I feel like last year or something. And it feels like a long time. I guess a year is not that long. And then recently I've been smoking vitamin vapes. I got like 2 vitamin vapes because I saw them on Facebook. I woke up, I guess, craving vitamin B. I don't know what it is. It's so weird. So I'm biting my nails a lot and trying to get over that.
Wow.
And why am I telling you that?
I don't know. This is very confessional, but I like it.
But it wasn't drugs. And then I watched Vanderpump Villa to make myself feel better.
You're like, this morning, I only want to be around things that start with the letter V. You're like, I'm craving vape and I want to watch Vanderpump Villa. And I'm going to have some vanilla after this. And I might go and rent a van.
Yeah. Well, we're just talking a lot this week, and I think I'm just at the point where I'm like, hi, everybody. Woke up wanting to do heroin, but I didn't do it. Okay, let's get on with the show. So,
Literally a desiccated husk.
The reason I watched Vanderpump Villa is because we are going to be taking that show on our Patreon because you guys have been asking for it. Now, is that a promise we're going to do every episode? No, of course not. We don't know. Maybe it's absolute shit. I loved it by the end, but who knows? Ben hasn't watched it yet. No promises, but no. Next week we begin with a large preview of the first 4 episodes and the cast, and then we're going to do a full recap of episode number 5. So join us on Patreon for that. That's also where you get these videos. Hi. It's also where you get, I don't know, dick. It's Ben's dick page.
You get dick.
It's OnlyFans.
Yeah, my dick pic. Go to watchforcrappens.com to see a pic of my dick. Will it be erect or will it be a limp after I watch Vanderpump Villa? That's going to be for you to check out.
I can guarantee you one thing. You will not have an erect penis after watching. I enjoyed it. It was not for any erectile reasons. If anything, it's going to cause some dysfunction.
So this is what I imagine Vanderpump Villa is going to be. I feel like it's going to be a lot of scenes of Lisa's staff serving poached salmon over like a spring mix to guests. I feel like that's going to be the whole show. And then like some petty squabbling.
The chef is shockingly talented. There are actually 2 of them. There's a chef and a sous. Their food is gorgeous. I was very surprised that they actually are delivering on quality somewhat. And as Ben kills a fly, you see, that's how we roll over here. I'm like, this is the classiest show. So that's nice to see. But it is a Lisa Vanderpump production. I mean, there are thousands of dollars of roses everywhere. And there are things called like croquet and class or like, I don't know, everything's pink. It's like, we're going to play Jenga, but it's painted pink, you know, shit like that. And then she does the thing where she hires misogynistic, horrible, roid, ragey, cokehead men that abuse the women. But then she's like, we can't act like that. Because, you know, her favorite thing to do is to baby terrible men. So she's got that. But it also has, like, a lot of really good girl power and stuff. And the men are definitely the villains. Like, the two machismo assholes are definitely the ones you want to see murdered by the end. So, all in all, it's pretty fun.
Okay. Well, do we see Pandy like lurking behind her mother wearing a little shawl around her shoulders?
That little pashmina kind of, you know,
and a little
fluffing
hat.
By.
A little Nashville hat. You know, that's pashmina. That's Pandy's look. She's like, I'm modest, so I don't show my shoulders, and I wear a little hat. And I have my bangs in front of my eyes, so that's where you don't see them.
No, but Vanderpump has lots of terrible hats. Like, she's really leaned into her, like, just old lady non-matching fashion. You know, as long as it's pink, she'll throw it on next to something else that's kind of pink, you know? So it's a whole thing. We're going to take that journey next week, but just to give you a preview of what that's like, Ben, okay? And then we're going to go on a huge, giant 19-city European tour. Just kidding, it's like two. But we're going to Dublin, London, and Birmingham in May. And we're also going to be in Los Angeles in May. So go get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. We're so excited to be out, even if it's only for a month. We're seeing places we have never seen before.
Yeah. We are seeing places and going to things that we never thought we'd be doing, and it's going to be wild. We'll be all over the continent, and if you see us, say hi. Just
do
if
it.
If we're on the side of the road, just hitchhiking, just trying to get to wherever we need to go. Your two friendly podcaster friends, just give us a ride, please save us.
If you see us, just please ask us. Are you an O'Toole?
Are you an O'Toole? Oh yeah, we definitely have to do that when we're in Ireland. Just ask people. Imagine people like, yes, I am an O'Toole. It's like, oh, are you related to Meghan King Edmonds? Yes, I am. Oh, okay.
Wow, we're
really
having
easy.
Really good luck on this trip.
So I think that's what she said too, actually, right?
I'm having really good luck.
So let's get into the valley, this mess of a show. It's so good. This is what we have to look forward to, I suppose, in 10 years. If Vanderpump Villa is a success, we'll see them all in the San Fernando Valley at some point. They're like, I used to live in France. Now I'm here. I'm Woodman Avenue. So we're in this fight. They're all still fighting at their Capri party. And for those who need some context, the controversy was that Janet told Zach that Michelle is a Republican and possibly racist. Although apparently the real story is she said, no, I didn't like that. Janet was in favor of don't say gay laws, which is hilarious. Like, that's supposed to soften the blow. And then
I hate black people. I hate black gay people.
And so then Zach went and told Kristen, and Kristen at some moment said, like, verbalized this. And then at the party at girls' night, Brittany announced that Kristen had announced this. And now Michelle is mad at Kristen for opening up her mouth and saying the R word. She didn't say the R words because there were two R words. She said the R word. So that's where we're at right now. And now Kristen has tried to apologize at this Capri Sun party.
And by try to apologize, he means did not apologize at all, because that's how Kristen rolls.
Sorry you did this. Sorry Zach did this. Okay.
So Jesse is screaming at everyone right now. He's like, I swear to God, you shut the fuck up right now, Kristen. And Luke's like, you apologize. You don't come at my woman. I'm a man. You don't come at my woman. And then Michelle's like, you should go. And Janet's like, bye now, bye. Janet, who by the way, spoiler alert, in 2 seconds, they try and pin everything on Janet, which is also really funny. So then Michelle is like, you know what? That face right there, that's why no one feels sorry for you, Kristen. And then we see Kristen's face, and she's doing this. She's doing that, like, bobblehead thing on, like, a dashboard where she's just, like, nodding, but also shaking her head, but also inside burping, where she's like,
Yeah. Because now you're trying to make it seem like you're the victim, but you know what you're doing? You have made me a victim. I am Mexican. I am Persian. I am someone who thinks drag queens should not be reading books to children.
She is, first of all, Mexicans and Persians can still be racist, okay? I don't know if there's a chart somewhere that we need to all go over about who can and who can't be racist, but Mexican Persians fall into the can be racist category. And also, I like that Michelle is a lister of what she is, because she does it later in this episode, too, where she's like, I'm Mexican. I am a Persian. I am a mother. I am a wife. I am a realtor. I'm a lady who drives a car.
I am a hiker. Someone who just bought a Lean Cuisine.
I'm a Ross Dress for Less passer-buyer.
I am still a holder of a Blockbuster card just for old time's sake. So Kristen's like, this is all because of him. All because of him. She points to Zach, and Zach does his face thing. He's like he's like shocked that he is in trouble. I mean, the thing, Zach is so sneaky. He does not get any shit, and he is fully someone to, I would say, to blame as much as Kristen. And so Michelle, she goes, and now the fact that I have to have that word and my name associated with it. I was like, again, there were two words. So which is the one that you accept and which is the one that you deny?
And we never get into that, by the way. Like, that one's fine. The whole gay part's fine. It's just the mystery racism. And everyone acts like, oh my God, I can't believe that. Your argument, if you want to have the discussion of whether being a Republican makes you a racist or not, have that discussion. You guys are on a TV show. But that's what the discussion actually is, but they're also afraid to have that discussion. That it's just like, how dare you even accuse me of being an R word, which you're right, could mean either Republican or racism, because it's those words are working in tandem in this argument. But that's a conversation this cast is too fucking weak to have. Have the conversation then, if that's what it's going to be. Well, Jesse pretty openly follows Trump and has posted. I saw on Reddit him posting like a Republican thing in 2016, like, I don't know, following Trump and making comments anti-Biden that are like, oh, really, Biden? If you mean it, that if you have a problem with what Trump did, then tell us how you're going to do it better instead of just telling us you have a problem with it. Something like that. You know, I saw all this shit posted on the internet. So if you're going to be that way and are Republicans all racist or whatever, have that conversation, but don't just run like you can't believe someone would have the gall to say it. This is the most ridiculous conversation. And by the way, the most amazing, probably, of the
year. It's hilarious.
I'm loving it.
Well, so Michelle's like, and now the fact that I have to have that word and my name associated. So she is actually more upset that this has been put on TV than she is about the inherent accusation, you know?
Right.
Like, and this comes back later in the episode. Like, she is more bothered, and that's why she's angry at Kristen. She's not angry at Janet for saying it. She's not angry at Zach for perpetuating it. She's angry at Kristen because Kristen put it on TV. And by the way, for the record, Kristen didn't even put it on TV. It was Brittany who elicited it out, who then made a callback to something that happened off camera at girls' night. So Kristen is taking the fall for this because, you know, it's Kristen. She literally falls. So it's like she's an easy target. And she just doesn't
have any skills to deal with it. I mean, honestly, and it's so funny because it's reality TV, which she's great at being on, but she doesn't have the skills to be like, so you're mad? Are you Republican or not? Because that's all that was said. It was said that you're Republican, so you probably have some racist views, because that's what was said. Like, well, I don't know why no one will just say that, but that's all she needed to say. And then watch this chick go crazy and try and backpedal or tap dance or do whatever her and her husband are going to do. Like, go ahead. But Kristen doesn't do that. Instead, she's like, Zach did this. I can't believe everybody is betraying me. Ooh. You know, she has to Kristen out about it and start freaking out. Her head's going to fucking just lop off and just start rolling around the ground, just moving so much. I mean, the woman looks like she's a bobblehead on the back of a horse, you know, just like trying to make it down a cobblestone street.
I would love to see the inverse of this scene on some show that takes place like in West Virginia or like, I don't know where, like some red state where there's someone who's secretly like a Democrat. And they're like, she is in favor of, you know, drag queens talking, you know, teaching kids at the library or something. TLC and everyone's version. Like, oh, what?
Yeah, that's the argument on a Democrat.
So you think that drag queens should be given?
How dare you say that that I like drag queens reading stories to children in libraries? I'm a realtor. I have to go to work tomorrow.
Do you understand? My life is bigger than this. I have a children, and I have a jobs. And guess what? I have to report to them. And if they think for one moment that I'm liberal. You don't understand what this does to me.
You can say whatever you want to say, but I still have to wake up and greet people at the Walmart tomorrow. And do you think that's going to be easy when I say, howdy, welcome to the show, turn that fan upside down, and they say, fuck you, Mabel?
Do you know how hard it is for me not to ask for people's pronouns when they walk into the Walmarts? Just like a closeted, very progressive person. Someone's like, what were you doing last night? I was at my bowling league. What were you doing? I was at DEI training. I apologize.
ma'am, were you passing out drugs on Halloween? I was not. First of all, it's called All Saints Day, and second of all, those were called Plan B. Okay, I admit it.
So Michelle is like really pissed at Kristen. Kristen's like, I'm fucking sorry. I'm sorry I raised my voice. Michelle's like, I feel like an asshole that I have to say I'm not a racist. And it's because a crazy person didn't want to feel attacked anymore. So she decided to attack me. So Kristen's like, I'm sorry to both of you that I reacted the way I did and that I even fucking opened my mouth. And you know me. You fucking know me better than you know me. I'm just reliable, grounded Kristen Doty. My reputation precedes me.
Everybody knows I'm just Kristen. It's the most harmless thing on the earth. By the way, I just called the police and told them that you stole the car. Good luck.
So Michelle's I thought I did know you. Michelle is another in a long line of people that Bravo cast that talks like this. Like she is reading her lines off of cue cards. How dare you? I am a Mexican. I am a Persian. Grilled chicken, Caesar salad. Michelle, stop reading the craft services menu, Michelle.
So Kristen's like, are you joking? I have done nothing but protect you, Michelle. Remember when we went to Whole Foods? You didn't see it, but a cart came barreling towards you, and I jumped in front of it, and I stopped it from running into your shin. You don't even know what I do to protect you.
And this is also so Kristen.
You know I love you. That's why I protect you. And everyone's like, what?
What is Kristen protecting her from? What could this mean? And Jana's like, I would love if they have some sort of like kink that nobody knows about. That would be hilarious. Yeah, Janet, wouldn't it? And Danny's like, where is this coming from? And
Leo's like, Daniel, shh. It's very Leah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they're like, well, she's done a shitty job protecting Michelle, hasn't she? And so Jesse's like, Kristen, I'm not being an asshole here, but you really need to grow up because you just keep doing the same shit over and over again, expecting a different result.
That's like Jesse doing his hair in the morning. Also, I'd like to add, I have to say, Zach, like, of course the internet's obsessed with Zach's helmet hair, helmet toupee, wig, whatever you want to call it. Like, and there's all these memes on Twitter about that hairline. It is wild. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is, if that's his natural hair, then that is a fascinating.
It's not natural hair.
Okay. But it's not. We know it's not. It's not a baseball mitt. It's a baseball mitt that fell on his head.
Koopa Troopa cell.
But that being said, I feel like it's distracting away from Jesse's ridiculous hair because, again, he has like the hair pattern of someone who spent many years with like a band that he pulls his hair back with. And now when he doesn't have the band, it's like he just has a permanent dent. I have one. I'm saying this as someone who has a permanent dent because of these headphones. My hair now automatically dents back there because of these headphones, even after I shower and everything. So, but I can manage it.
Wait till you start balding right on the headphone line. That's well, a fun one.
I'm balding right behind it. So
yeah. So there you go. The things we do, guys, for love. But yeah, his hair is crazy. I think that Zach's is just so far removed from everybody else's because it's insane. But I finally figured out what would make Zach's look work. I think if he wore a fanny pack, it would work.
On his head?
No. Just if he were a fanny pack person, like fanny packs and like high socks. I think it would. He looks like someone's mom speed walking, is what I'm trying to say. He looks like someone's mom at Disneyland. He was like, I don't want. Look what I got. This is like a purse, but it goes around your waist, so you don't have to carry it. Now I have my license in here. I have the kid's gum in here. I have everything in here. I have keys in here. I have the hotel keys. No one can get to it. If they even tug on it, I can feel them. I can feel them. You're not going to pickpocket this. I'll tell you that much. Good luck, Disneyland. I think he would look. He looks like someone's mom. So I think fanny pack. That would make the whole package complete.
I think what he needs is just to walk around with his hands in the shape of little U's so that way he can complete the Lego look, because that's basically what the hair is giving. It's giving sort of like the hair that you stick onto the Lego man. It's like,
that is the best internet meme about Zach. I think we've all tried to come up with our own. Oh, tons of them. Yeah.
I haven't seen a Lego man.
People are calling him like the Lego man because that is, okay, then he should walk around Disneyland with a fanny pack singing, everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. I told you, everything is awesome. I love also his Spider-Man power, which is that when he talks, he thrusts his palm at whoever he's talking to as if he's going to like send out like a web. But unfortunately, all his webbing has been consumed by his hair.
Yeah. So Jesse's like, Kristen, you need to change your behavior, says Jess. Shut up, Jesse. So Kristen's like, don't even start with me, Jesse. Don't even start with me. And Jax is like, we're all attacking like one person here, okay? It's like not cool, guys. Let's just like think about who we're attacking here, all right?
And then we have Luke doing his Meredith Marks impersonation, which is pretending to leave every 2 seconds. It's like, okay, you know what? That's it. We're going. Let's fucking go, Kristen. This is fucking stupid. I'm getting up. Come on. Okay, I'm just going to sit down again so I can do that in 2 more minutes. Okay, wait. It's time? Okay. All right, Kristen, we're going. We're going. Come on. No.
Yeah. So Zach's like, I'm so sorry, but she was attacking me first. And Chris is like, how do you guys, and then how fucking dare you guys bring up this racist shit too? Do you know how traumatized I will be? It's like, Kristen, someone get Kristen before she dies of SDS, shaking Doty syndrome. Get her. Someone put a belt around her.
Janet's like, you brought up the racist shit. This is your fault, even though it was me who first talked about it behind the scenes. But that's fine. It's your fault. And Luke is like, okay, you know what? That's it. That's it. We're out of here. We're out of here. Okay, we're going to go. Guys, this time, it's for real. We are going to go.
So Jesse does that reality show thing where he's like, welcome to the party. And Jasmine's like, oh my God. Let me contribute to this show real quick, everybody. I can't. I cannot. Am I the one taking crazy pills here? Because let me tell you what I can do. None of this. You know why? Can I buy an apostrophe? Is that for sale in Wheel of Fortune? Because I can't. Cannot equals can't. I can't.
Janet says, you know what? The word racist came in when Kristen started talking, not when Michelle climbed into the White House or the Capitol. So Janet, I was like trying to remember the name of, I was like, I couldn't remember Mike Pence's name. So Luke is like, okay, you know what? It came in when you started talking about Zach. That's the first time racist came up because I heard it on the phone. And you know what? Speaking of phones, I have been a conference call with we are getting out of here right now.com. Excuse me. Goodbye.
So Luke's like, no, it came when you started talking about Zach. And that's the first time racist came up. And guess what? I heard it on the phone. Luke, would you get a fucking life? Luke, I get like standing up for your girlfriend and stuff, but I feel like Luke is always listening. I feel like every time somebody calls, Kristen's like, get this, I'm going to put it on speakerphone. We can talk about it on our podcast on Balance later. And then he just sits there and listens, because he's that guy that no matter what happens in Kristen's life, he's like, this isn't your fault. And let me tell you why it's not your fault, honey. And he's like, it's just so hard for you. We get a scene of him doing this later. He's just so that kind of boyfriend, you know? So anyway, we see him doing it right now, where he's just like, you're the one who did it. I was listening on the phone. Okay, well, that's creepy. So then Jax is like, you know, I think there's like an element of truth of what they're both saying. But, you know, look, Janet and I are similar because she likes to spew shit. And then she sits back and watches them all tear it down. Yeah, but that's what your wife just did. That's literally what Brittany is doing. And then Jax and Brittany both get up from the table and start producing.
Yeah, I love how Jax is just like so proud of what a piece of shit he is, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, well,
he's rewarded for it, you know? We're all like, oh my God, Jax's show's great, you know? It's like we're rewarders of terrible behavior.
Well, the funny thing is that Jax is probably going to take credit. He's like, yeah, it's because of me. The show is good. Just proves I was the number one guy in the group. It's like, actually, what's making the show great, Jax has very little to do with it. He actually is really comparatively not on the show very much at all. I would argue that this is kind of a Kristen Doty vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
If you think about
it. Actually, I think all the characters are doing kind of their job, which I'm surprised by, because they're such a group of kind of charisma-free people, but at the same time, it's working. It's working. I mean, in general, none of this should be working, but it is somehow.
Yeah. So Michelle is like, suck it up. Sit down. Say you're sorry. And say that no one said that ever. And Kristen's like, well, so you want me to pretend that I made it up? Yes. Pretend to make it up. This is your moment right now. Tell everyone I'm not an R word. So Kristen's like, it's bullshit that I'm the one getting solely attacked right now. I repeated some things. I shouldn't have done that. But I repeated what Zach told me and Luke. And Jax is like, first of all, you're not going to win this battle, Kristen, because you never win any battle. And also, just get to the bottom of it with Zach. Like, just call him out. If he's lying, he's lying. Call him out. Say you're a fucking liar. Come on, like, have a fight. Do a fight. Come on. He's on the show for a reason. Fight with him.
This is like when they made those episodes about Bravo shows. They've done a few of them where they're specials, where they're like production behind the scenes of Real Housewives. And they show the producers running around, like chasing Kim Richards through the hotel as she's trying to leave and forcing her to shoot. That's what Jax and Brittany are both doing. Jax is like, Kristen, here's what you need to do. Go call out Zach. Do you think Zach's lying? You should fucking tell him. You should fucking tell him he's lying. Oh my God, do I have something in my nose? God, my teeth are numb. Do you feel your lips? Was it something in the food? And then outside, Brittany's like, you know what you should do? Y'all need to work this out.
So Danny and Nia leave because their babysitter is like, they're running out of time with their babysitter. And Nia's like, the Uber's, it's here. We have to go right now, Daniel. Come on, Daniel. She's like very determined to leave.
And Daniel's like, okay, everybody, we got to run. I just wanted to get this out there before we go. Love y'all. And 302. Oh, yeah. Didn't get to give any autographs tonight, but I just like to leave you with this. Doing a zombie voice.
So now everyone's trying to like broker a peace between Zach and Kristen, because they're like sitting like off to the side now in like on the patio, and they're gonna talk. And Jack's like, come on, go handle it. Say what we gotta say. So Brittany's like, yeah, you guys go talk. Okay, figure it out. Let's like try to like figure out what's happened so we can move on. So Kristen's like, Zach, I am so disappointed. And Jack's like, oh my God, this is so exhausting. I just want to have a nice dinner and do some shots and get drunk and bitch about my wife. That's it. That's all I want to do.
Zach, I'm so disappointed in you, Zach. I don't even fucking know you right now, Zach. Like, I understand that it hurt a lot of people, but I am not here to talk about racism again. He's like, Kristen, you are trying right now to take zero responsibility for this, and you know what? I've said things to you, and I admitted it on camera. Do you remember? I was on camera where I admitted that I said the word Republican.
And we see a flashback to when they spoke on the phone last week, And Zach is like, and for that, I take full responsibility, and I am very sorry, but we all said shit behind other people's back, so you are not fully to blame. I am to blame, too. And, like, Zach is doing that thing where he is, like, squishing his hands down and then pulling out. Like, it's like he's trying to, like, knead dough in front of his face. He's like, I said certain things. You said certain things. We both said certain things. My hand's in your face to show that you said something. And now I'm pulling dough across my face again to show that I said something.
And so I'm not lying about anything, Zach. He's like, well, we always lash out at the people closest to us. But tonight, what the fuck was that? The table, Kristen. What was that? Like, literally, you just steamrolled me. You didn't even go after Jana. And Jana's the one who said the stuff, Kristen.
I mean, Zach, it's so funny. He's like, you steamrolled me, when he literally didn't even say anything, or at least it wasn't shown on the show. Like, he didn't say, like, he never once said, you know what? Like, what? Kristen maybe shouldn't have said it, but Jana did say these things. Like, because he backed up Kristen on the phone last week, and then he was just silent at dinner and just let Kristen just get it from all sides.
Because she's the one who brought it up in public. So, you know, listen, I'm the same way. I'm like, I can talk shit to you in public, but then, I mean, in private, but if you go blab that shit, I'm sitting back. I had the sense to stay in private. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Crazy.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's definitely like a don't shoot the messenger thing. I think it was like,
no, I'm sure shoot also the fucking messenger. Sometimes a messenger needs to be shot. Kill him. That's how you send your own message.
Well, I think I can imagine that Kristen thought she was like in her mind, you know, after she was like canceled in 2020 for the things that she did, she's probably thinking like, well, we now I've learned and I've grown. And when we see this behavior, we have to address it spot on and call it out. So she was like, I'm going to call it out. And then they're all like, fuck you. Don't do that. Protect her. Protect her.
Right. When she should be saying, like, it should be, okay, well, I did say that she said that. And she did say that. And then Janet should say, yeah, I said, I found out Michelle's a Republican, which makes me a little leery because a lot of Republican views tend to be rooted in racism in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know if I'm ready to have that discussion with her. And I don't know how much I can trust her because obviously we're not similar minds.
Yeah, I think actually if Kristen had the mindset of like, yeah, I said it and I've lost a lot of respect for you, Michelle. If she had come from that point of view, then Michelle's on the defense. And then Michelle's like, oh my God, like, no, you don't understand. I never said that. Da, 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 da. But because Kristen's like, I'm sorry, I never should have said it. I never should have said it. It gave Michelle all the high ground to be like, you said that and you ruined my reputation, instead of Kristen. You know, Kristen could have had the high ground in this entire conversation.
Yeah, she could have. You're right. She should have been on the attack. She should have been like, well, I'm disgusted. So are you Republican? And you don't consider yourself racist? I mean, she should bring it up. And
that would force Janet to have, and then, because then it would have forced Michelle to be like, why do you, like, I never said that. And she's like, well, she said it, and I've lost total respect for you now because of that. And then Janet would have been forced to clarify what she said, and then Zach would have been clarified, and Kristen would have come out smelling like, not roses, but like, I don't know, like a traffic median. And, but instead, because she was so determined to get back in the good graces of, like, let's face it, the only wealthy people on the show, she had to kiss Michelle's ass, and Michelle was able to use that to just make Kristen feel like shit.
Well, look, we can't expect people to suddenly, I mean, this show celebrates terrible men and rewards them for their behavior. We can't really expect people to go up against Trump. I mean, he's like the ultimate in terrible men who were rewarding still at this point. Like, he still has a pretty decent chance of becoming president again. So yes, I don't really think horrifying. This is the kind of show that's going to stand up against that. You know, Jax is kind of that for Bravo. He is that. Okay, so anyway, back to this. So Zach's like,
I take full responsibility for not being racist. Okay, lasher outer.
So Kristen's like, Jason, you know, I would never do anything to hurt Janet, okay? Like, I wouldn't have repeated it to Zach, and I shouldn't have even brought it up. It should have just died there. And Zach's like, thank you, that's all we needed, because, like, I really think that Janet would love to hear what you just said, Kristen. Maybe Janet should hear it.
Meanwhile, Janet
has been spying. She's been, yeah. And by the way, this is so this show. She's standing behind a glass door with her back to the glass door, looking around the corner. We can see you. It's a glass door, girl.
Well, I don't think Janet wants to hear any of this because she has a baby to protect right now. I'm a protector. And Janet's like, oh, so since when do you care about that? Don't even, Janet. Are you joking? Seriously? Seriously? I'm going to excuse myself right now. Excuse me. Let me just fall all over this coffee table. Caca! Okay, I'm going to go now.
I need to be on set because there are so many questions I have. What did that comment mean when she said, you have a baby to protect? And she's like, since when do you care about that? So does Kristen have a past of not caring about babies to protect? What's happening? Or is Janet just saying, you didn't care about that when you told everybody that I said that somebody said?
Yeah, I think it's like a little bit of everything. You know, we don't have enough context to know like how involved Kristen is on the baby journey. Cause like, we know that we've seen a lot of Brittany being like, oh, what's a boy, my bub. Oh, my God, baby. He's so wild. Oh, look at her, baby. I can't want to touch her.
Yeah, I don't know. I want there to be a storyline where Kristen, like, abandoned some baby in the Dillards. Like, what happened? I need to know. So Kristen's like, well, listen, Janet's saying, you put words in my mouth, Kristen, that are untrue words. And that's causing me to rethink things. And Kristen's like, but it was what was told to me. And she's, can I finish, Kristen? Here's what's happening. It's causing me stress. Kristen's like, oh my God, I feel really uncomfortable. Uh-oh. You know what we're about to have in Los Angeles in 2024? An uncomfortable off. Who has made who the most uncomfortable? Here we go, guys. Someone is going down for this.
Also, I saw a bonus scene from this show, you know, with it, like, you know, like the Peacock version where they show like more footage. And I believe right in this moment is when Luke said, guys, we're getting it. That's it. We're going to go right now. My girlfriend is uncomfortable. So then Jason is like, that was a joke, by the way. That didn't really happen. I'm just in my mind imagining. Because I could see on your face, you're like, oh, really? Did that happen? And I was like, no. Okay, let me clarify. Didn't happen.
You don't know this chat, really.
Because you know he was just in the background just trying to threaten to leave again. Yeah. So Jason's like, okay. He's like, okay, well, how do we go from like A to B to C to get to D? You know what I mean? And then there's also like E and then F and then G and then H. And we go to like I, J, K. And then there's like an L, M, N, O, P situation. And then Q,
oh my God, your semantics just gave me a boner. You were such a lawyer. You were so semantical. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Boner.
I still love that Zach is clearly the poorest person on this show. And so just like being around a professional is like very exciting for him.
Oh my God. You have such a job. You just have like such an air of somebody with like a job. It's crazy. What's that like?
Hold on. I have a question. Like? So, payroll.
Is that an air microphone you're holding?
Yeah, it's just a pretend microphone. One day I'll have a real one. But for now, just answer my hand. What do you?
Can you tell me what payroll is? Is that like you get money that's on top of like a little bun? Or is it like an actual, like there's like a roll that just rolls, it just rolls off? I'm just like so confused about things that happen in workplaces.
So Janet's like, I'm gonna leave it here, Kristen, because I need some space and I need time to digest. But right now, do you know what I need? Some space. And Kristen's like, oh, I agree with space. I need space too. So
that's why the new apartment next to Katie Maloney, by the way, in case you didn't watch the after show.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Okay, so next we go over to, which is really crazy to see, a modern farmhouse redo in the valley. It's Jackson Brittany's house. Oh,
all right. Joanna did it. I did it too.
Hi, Cruz. You got cheese all over you, like father, like son. Give me that face. Here's a raspberry. You want to try a raspberry? Who wants a raspberry? Jackson, you want a raspberry too?
So Brittany's like, oh, you got cheese all over you, buddy. Give me that face. Give me that face. Give me that face. Give me that face.
But she's also frowning.
I can't not frown anymore. Give me that face.
So the thrust of the scene is that Cruz was like developing quote unquote on time as much as, you know, babies can be on time. And he was starting to say things like mama and dada and doggy, but then one day he just sort of stopped and started to regress. And I immediately became actually quite concerned because I was like, I actually remember Jacqueline LaRita's storyline with her son, which sort of had a similar path. So I was like, ooh, wow, this could become a very trying situation for them. So the speech therapist comes over and they do speech therapy. And, you know, at one point they're trying to get Cruz to say the word more. And so Cruz is like, more. And I was like, okay. So starting to speak like Britney a little bit. Can I have some more box, please?
It's Jack's at the lip filler place.
More.
Yeah, Jax and Brittany are both sitting there watching the therapist work with the kid, you know, and I get it, you know, because they're parents and they're worried and stuff, but they're both sitting there going, oh my God, did he say it? Well, it was kind of slow, but he still said it. He said it. I mean, it was slow. You'll do better next time. I mean, it was kind of good. I'll rate that a six. I'll give that a six. Don't worry. I love the number six, honey. This kid, I can guarantee you this. I don't know a lot about child development or what's going on with the child. I can predict this much. When he does start speaking, one of his first phrases is going to be, shut the fuck up, both of you, please.
Can also Miss Dory work with Sherry? Because Sherry just sits there not speaking also.
She's like, okay, so that is the 150 for that hour. Now we're going to do white lipstick therapy with your mother, okay? Everybody leave the room, please.
So Brittany, I think we've discovered, we're still trying to work on Cruz, not sure what's going on there, but with your mother, we have deduced that she's been using whiteout on her lips, which may be affecting her ability to communicate properly. That's an easy fix.
Now they're talking about how they don't bang anymore. And Britton's like, I can't believe it. We used to rip each other's clothes off. Now I don't get nothing. So she says, our sex life is like one of those old westerns. I'm the tumbleweed rolling by.
You know, don't you remember in the good, the bad, and the ugly when the tumbleweed goes by, it goes,
oh, God. So, let's see. So now
the good,
we go.
The bad, and the you're a cool guy.
So now Jax is like, well, you know what? It's going to be even harder when we have more kids. So we're going to be banging even not as much as we're not banging now. I think I'm going to go to the gas station and get some coffee.
Time to go to the AM, PM. So then we go over to Jesse and Michelle's place. And they're sitting on their patio. And they're talking about the party the night before. And Michelle's like, I'm going to go to sleep as soon as I put Isabella down at 8 o'clock. I'm like, I'm gonna go to sleep actually right now while you talk, because that's what you make me do. And then Jesse's like, yeah, I have to go to an event tonight. Tonight's event's gonna be a little bit different than last night's.
So then Kristen sent me a text message and it said, I just want to assure you that your secrets are safe with me. That is so Kristen.
Don't worry, your secrets are safe with me. Call, call, Mary Bosa. And I don't retaliate for the sake of my own mental health, but if you put a coffee table in my way, I will fall over it. That is a fact. Just giving you a lay of the land. I literally do lay on the land after I see a coffee table. But I mean, it's funny because I believe, knowing Kristen, she probably meant to say, look, like, if you tell me a secret, like, it's in the vault, like, you don't have to worry about it.
But because she writes Kristen, she writes it like a threat. Like, your secrets are safe with me. Don't worry.
I think she exactly means it as a threat. I think Kristen knows exactly what she's doing. I think she's like, oh, really? You're going to turn against me on TV? Well, guess what? I have all your secrets. So don't worry. I'm not going to come after you on TV just because you're coming after me on TV. But just remember, I have your secrets and I'll still be here when you want to talk again.
Just remember, I've seen the selfie of you at Nancy Pelosi's desk. So Jesse is like, by the way, I still have that Viking helmet. Do you want me to give that back or no?
I still have the onesie you tried to buy Nia that says proud boy.
That was an honest mistake, Kristen.
That I actually thought that was generally for, I really thought I was getting a gift for Jax.
I mean, what baby wouldn't want to make America great again? I didn't even know it was political.
I didn't realize these things. So Michelle is like, just like, what is she talking about? Ah, Michelle, I'm talking right now. And Michelle's like, I don't know what that means exactly, but does she not comprehend that my life is bigger than this? I work. I'm a mother of a three-year-old. I have slippers. And I keep trying to be a bigger person.
I keep spoons out of the garbage disposal. I take out the trash.
I got a 2-for-1 special on Spatty Daddies.
I'm a doormat user.
I'm also a doormat cleaner.
So he's like, yeah, you were just so direct and forceful. I loved it. And you were like, listen to me. And she goes, no, I wasn't. He goes, yes, you were. The way you threw your chair, you were like, everybody shut the fuck up. And you threw your chair and you beat up all those people. And those ninjas started coming out of trees and you started swapping down with your bare hands. She's like, you better stop it right now. But they have come back to life as a couple. They look like they're going to rip each other's clothes off.
Yeah, because they're both angry at the same person. So Michelle's like, it's just so hard to talk over everyone. And I was trying to calm, stay, be like, I was trying to make everyone stop. Because yeah, and you threw that chair away. No, the chair was light. It just fell over. I'm not a She-Hulk.
But she's smiling. She's like, yes, I did that. I did it. And so she's like, in a twisted way, I think Kristen is bringing us closer together. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a Mexican. I am a Persian. I am warrior.
I am done with her name for a while, Kristen. Ah, shit. I just said it after I was done with it. And Jesse's like, I think that they should get in a car and drive back to Colorado for the rest of the summer. I was like, whoa, what a threat. Yeah. Please get out of my life seasonally. Thank you.
So Jason and Janet's house, they're talking about the dinner party. And Janet's like, could you set a timer for me for 8 minutes, please? And he's like, Alexa, could you set a timer for 18 minutes? And she's like, yeah, I could have yelled at Alexa too. Then why didn't you? Then fucking do it.
Power play. I love that.
I love people who are mad that Alexa has replaced their bossing around of their husbands. That should have been my job. Like, I should have been bossing you around. Like, what are you, not an Alexa anymore? Okay, Jason, sing something by Katy Perry.
Well, I've got it. Katy Perry.
Not you, you fucking interloper. Jason, would you get me some flour out of the pantry, please? Reordering flour gold, which you just ordered off of Amazon 2 weeks. God damn it, Alexa.
Janet just wants her orders to be taken by specific people, mainly her husband.
She's furious that her husband's job has been taken by an assistant.
You know, I never use Siri to set timers, and I really should, because
I do all the time.
When I'm cooking all the time, I'm like, hold on, gotta stop this process to go press this button over here or do that over there. I mean, I have like an OXO timer, which I enjoy having a thing that sits there and I can always look over to it. But there are times where I'm like, oh, God, take out the phone.
No, because I got to remember to do that. You can set multiple timers. You can say, hey, Jennifer, or whatever her name is. You know, we shouldn't keep saying Jennifer. That name over and over. But like, Jennifer, could you like set a timer for 15 minutes? And she's like, sure. A timer set for 15 minutes. You want to name the timer? I'm like, yeah, name it bitch. And she's like, hey, bitch is going off in the kitchen, bitch. I'm like, yes. Hey, could you set another one for the fish? She's like, yes, fish timer. I'm like, yes. She does like multiple ones. And then while you're doing stuff, you could be like, so how much time is left, Jennifer? And she'll be like, you've got 5 minutes left on bitch. And, you know, 4 minutes left on fuck you. And then 3 minutes left on your face.
Also, Jennifer, is it true that Michelle's a Republican? Yeah.
She'd be like, how dare you?
Kristen should have been like, I didn't articulate it. Jennifer, the digital assistant, did. So, anyway.
Zach told me to do it.
Oh. Didn't realize that was a period. So Janet says
it's a robot period.
Yeah, no, totally. That's how robots. Isn't it funny? It took so long to get robots to have like more human cadences because for the longest time, everything was sounded like that. You are going on the fastest route. I'm like, okay,
they were all Angie from Real Housewives.
They're all Angie. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jason, Janet's like, so do you remember at the dinner party? Kristen said something like, Michelle, I love you and I always protect you. And Jason's like, yeah, I've heard her say that a couple of like three times. Like, I don't know what that would like probably mean. Yeah. Well,
the only thing I've ever heard Michelle promise to protect is the Constitution. So I'm not really sure what's going on here.
The only thing I've heard Michelle say that she wants to protect is the sanctity of marriage. So Janet's like, I don't know if you're deposing someone and they said, like, what would you do if you're deposing someone and they said something like that? He's like, I would say, protect her from what?
It's like, oh my God, I have such a boner right now. It's like,
Can you back me up, Jennifer? What would you say, Jennifer? I would say, protect her from what? ? And your timer's ready.
If I was in court right now, I would say, Judge, we've got A, which is next to B, but very close to C. So does that make A and C cousins, or does it just make them friends? What about D? Who's D?
Oh my God, the semantics! The semantics! Like,
I'm sorry, my boner is tapping up against your window, but the semantics of it all!
Can we remove juror number 3?
Oh no, but there's so many more semantics to hear! I am guilty of semantics boners.
Don't be anti-semantic.
So then Jason's like, yeah, I would be like, what are you, Al Capone? Pay me $2,000 a month for protection. Know what I mean? And she goes, yeah. Like, what is she saying? Protection like his own guys? What protection against his own people? And he's like, yeah. She goes, yeah, there's just something about it. It not only stuck with me, but it also stuck with Brittany and Jasmine. And then we cut to Brittany and Jasmine. And Jasmine's like, let me tell you what I think about that party. I won't and I can't.
And Brittany was like, or was it Brittany? Was it Jasmine? Brittany was, I think it was, I don't know. She goes, she actually said to me, I could ruin people's lives, but I'm not going to do it for my own sanity.
Yeah. And so Janet's like, yeah, sounds like Kristen has something on Michelle and she's trying to threaten her with it. It just feels icky to me. If I was Michelle, I'd probably assume that I'm going to come home and find a horse head in my bed. And then she kind of winks at the camera like, yeah, I said it. I made a horse head joke. That's right.
Yeah, horse head, Al Capone. Yeah. So Janet's like,
say hello to my little friend. Am I right, bitch?
Just doing all the Al Pacino movies. Untouchables, Godfather. So
you smell. No, that was scent of a woman, honey. It's not a mop. Still though.
Hey Alexa, can you turn on the heat?
So then
Janet's like, I've worked for the last 6 years until I was pregnant as a personal assistant. So I am a planner and, you know, I love, you know, putting together parties and I became, oh, she's just talking about this gala. Sorry. I thought she was making a larger point about Kristen. So they're going to gala, which is funny because I don't think in the history of Vanderpump Rules they ever came close to anything that was close to a gala. I think the closest they got was actually like maybe using a gala apple in a martini once. But they're going to do this.
This is very the Valley style gala where they're like, how much are we going to spend? You have $10. That is all we're spending. Like, okay.
It is fun. That is
no Beverly Hills. So they're like, a million dollars, please. That's how we say it in France and Brazil, where I'm probably born.
All my currency is from the world. It's world currency. So
I'm giving you 20 million pound peso liers.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a Canon Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.